This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And as a background for our study today, I want to read to you from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. And I shall begin reading with verse 19 and reading through the end of the chapter. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, faring sumptuously every day. And a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, yea, even the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and that he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now here he is comforted, and thou art in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, that they that would pass from hence to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from thence to us. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham saith, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, if one rise from the dead. Now I do not have in mind today that I shall give an analysis of this account from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Rather, I'm interested basically in the closing statement, where the rich man, that is, the man who had been rich on earth but has lost his soul, and out of the midst of that loss in Hades, as he lifted up his eyes in torment, cries out for someone to be sent to his father's house, for, as he indicated, he had 5 brethren, in order that a testification may be made unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham replied that they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he said, No, but if one would go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, if one rise from the dead. Now this simply indicates the power and the place of the Word of God. We might very well use our imagination today to put ourselves in the place of this man, and thinking perhaps, if only some person were to go from the dead to some of our loved ones here on earth who have not been obedient to the gospel of Christ, that they would listen and obey. In the same way, we might well suppose that Jesus Christ himself were to come to earth, knock on our door, and talk to us about the gospel plan of salvation. In the same way that we might try to imagine what we would do if we had $1,000,000, or if we were the President of the United States, or if you were young again, what would you do? What do you suppose you would do if Jesus came to your home, knocked on your door, and you invited him in, and he was seated, and after being seated, said to you that just being religious is not enough? Would you then reply, well, that's just your idea, and you're wrong about it, and one way is as good as another? Oh, you say, I wouldn't do that if Jesus himself were to tell me that personally, face to face. But he has done as much in his word. We find in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, the words of Jesus are recorded when he said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. And so, you see, Jesus has made clear that just being religious isn't enough. One must be right religiously. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.